Yeah, I mean, like, I've seen this before. You usually see this of, okay, for example, Trump in the U.S. People have asked him to sign their Bibles.
Really?
You know? Yeah, I know it's a thing. Wow. It seems like it could be an eyebrow-raising thing, but think about this. When we buy a Bible from the Christian bookstore for our kids and sign up for them as a gift, telling them, you know, how much we love them and want to, you know, want them to grow by reading God's Word, is that necessarily a wrong thing? You know, I don't think so, because there is a spot right in the front of a Bible for, you know, to give it to someone. You sign it and you say, you know, an encouraging message, maybe a scripture. I mean, like, we have one for our little girl, you know, for when she starts to read and everything, it's waiting for her. But what about if it's someone famous signing Bible? I mean, like, I just mentioned, you know, President Trump in the U.S. What about, oh, I've got to see, maybe he'll sign my Bible. Is that...
Which is so random.
Yeah, it is kind of random. That can be tricky. Why are they signing it? Are they offering a word of encouragement spiritually when they can do it? Or is it just because they're famous and I got to get them to sign it because they're famous?
Yeah.
I mean, like, that can be tricky. We need to discern the motives for wanting someone to sign our Bible, because it is God's word after all, right? I mean, like, we don't want to make it just some flippant thing. You know, yeah. It's God's word. So if someone's going to sign your Bible, it should be something encouraging, something uplifting, something that's going to build you in your faith.